This is Senior Talk, presented by Heartfelt Care at Home on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM and 92.5 FM. Here is your host, Greg Koopman.
Good morning and welcome to Senior Talk, presented by Heartfelt Care at Home, right here and only on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM and 92.5 FM. I'm Greg Koopman, your host for Senior Talk, founder of Heartfelt Care at Home, Colorado Springs' most trusted senior in-home care provider. Be sure to visit us online today at heartfeltcareathome.com. Joining us in the studio this morning, our friend, return guest here to Senior Talk, Heather Holland, Executive Director of Revel Province, one of Colorado Springs' premier senior living options. Heather, thank you so much for taking the time to come back in the studio and join us this morning.
Yeah, thank you for having me today.
It's been almost 2 years. I was just mentioning that, and it's been too long since we've had you on here. So we've all had an interesting year and a half or so. So I'm excited to dive in and learn how Revel Province is doing and excelling here in the Colorado Springs community. Take a few moments, share with our listeners a little bit about your background and really what kind of led you in the path that you are in today.
Sure, absolutely. I've been in senior living for 9 years now. Enjoyed all of it. Where I got started, my grandfather battled with dementia for a number of years when I was young, and it sparked my desire to know more about it. He lived in a community towards the end of his life, and visiting him, I really found a passion for meeting with the seniors that were his neighbors. What I really found frustrating yet intriguing was how little I knew about his disease process and how much of a disservice that I was doing to him by not understanding. So when I decided that I wanted to learn more about that, the best way to do it is to delve yourself into the world. So I began working in senior living, started out with a continuing care retirement community so I could get a breadth of knowledge across all care levels, and ended up with independent living. That's definitely my favorite. I love the young seniors, I love the active seniors, and I love to have fun with them. So that's where I landed with Revel Province.
And here you are today. And it's often that personal connection or that story that we have in our personal lives that leads us to the path to find senior living. Mm-hmm. Then oftentimes a lot of senior care professionals will dabble in a variety of the different roles out there and learn what we don't like,
yes.
Right? We learn the areas of the industry we're not too fond of or things that we think we can improve and do better. And it sounds like you've certainly found yours with Revel Province. Tell us a little bit, what is Revel Province?
So Revel Province is independent living reimagined. We are actually a very vibrant community. We enjoy personalized experiences for our residents, great food, great friendships, and all of it goes hand in hand. So at our community, fun is never far from home. We at our community focus on growth with our residents and fulfilling opportunities to promote overall health and socialization. So really our main focus is residents keep learning, they keep growing, and they keep, stepping outside their box and their comfort zone to find things that they enjoy that they never knew they enjoyed.
Absolutely. And you mentioned, a personalized experience. How important is that with senior living? I mean, you look at, really any living, you'd think that it wouldn't be widespread as far as the opportunity to create a personalized experience, but it sounds like you really have a personal touch to each individual resident.
Absolutely. The personalization of it is the key. I've seen communities where that's not the focus, and residents become detached. They're just not as happy there, and they don't thrive as well. So we focus solely on that and give everybody a personal experience.
Fantastic. Now, when you were on the program a couple of years back, it was Province Springs, and I want to take a minute and address this to make sure our listeners know that it's not different. It's the same group, the same leadership, the same fantastic community. So tell me a little bit about the transition from Province Springs to Revel Province.
Really, the transition is just the name. Everything is still the same. Company is still the same. Ownership is still the same. Even the team is still the same. The community just took branding to what our whole continuum is across all the states with our sister communities. They're all named Revel, and we were the oddball out named Province Springs, so we just rebranded to match.
Fantastic. Again, same great community. Where are you located?
We are located off of Tutt and Constitution at 2960 Tutt Boulevard here in Colorado Springs on the east end of town.
You know, that seems to be the area of town that's growing the most. And I think planning-wise, it's big plans for the east side of town. I'm sure that played a role into the decision on where to create this great community.
Yes, absolutely. Revels across the country, they really find locations that are going to be up and coming and up and booming. We like to be around a lot of life, so retail centers, restaurants, fun outdoor areas, that's where we build. That's the place to go.
Excellent. I imagine having all of those in your surroundings makes it easier to personalize and focus on that great experience for the residents.
Well, and keep them independent. Shopping's right there all day long.
Shop every day. There you go. Now, you know, we've had a couple senior living guests on over the past year or so, and it's always fascinating to see how your world has changed. You know, over the past year and a half, as really it seems like every aspect of senior care specifically, but everybody's life has changed with this mm-hmm. COVID pandemic. You know, how have you had to adjust over the past year and a half or so?
Oh, overnight, we literally had to change the entire way that we operated. Of course, that came with cleaning, disinfecting, all those strategies increased and were more abundant. And the dining experience changed to room service only. And that was a trip to try and understand how we're going to serve all of this food to all of these residents in room rather than people coming down and socializing in the restaurant. But the biggest thing that we had to change was focusing on the residents and how do we keep them from isolating completely. Not only was the cleaning a big deal, but making sure that we were adjusting with their mental changes. You know, they were isolated from family, they were isolated from friends, and how do we stop them from going into depression? So that was our biggest focus. We created different ways to engage them, to keep them exercising and having that social aspect of senior living. So really it was a lot more one-on-one. It was a lot of technology that truly changed the industry for the future too. One magical thing that I can say came from last year was seeing the tremendous amount of teamwork that my entire team put in. Every member of our team stepped up to engage with residents and to keep them focused on the future, and this is not forever. So we pulled them out of that depression, and me as a community leader, my biggest goal was to get back to small group activities, get them out of their apartments again and engaging in a safe way in small groups. And then after that came the dining aspect, getting them back down to the restaurant in a safe way.
And here we are today on the tail end of it, hopefully, knock on wood. You know, I think we're making great progress, and I think we're going to continue to see great advancements in moving forward out of this season, right? You know, keeping the end in sight. You know, this is just an interesting season that we were all in, and now we're on the other side of it going into a brand new season. So you are open. You're open for tours. You're open for people to come explore and learn all about what Revel Province is all about.
Absolutely. 7 days a week. And we are even inviting our tours and their families in for lunch, dinner, breakfast, so you can come eat with us.
Fantastic. And let's take a moment and highlight that, because the food is so important when it comes to senior living, and really just living, right, is our enjoyment of the variety of foods. But highlight your food.
So we are restaurant-style dining. We aren't the traditional independent assisted living type dining program. Our restaurants, we have two of them, are open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. 7 days a week. We have four menus to choose from and daily specials. Everything is cooked fresh to order, made from scratch from our culinary team. So our food is definitely a different experience from traditional independent livings.
Fantastic. Now, what levels of care do you offer at Revel Province?
We are only independent living at Revel Province. We do allow our residents to age in place if that's what they choose. So if they wanted to hire in-home care from a company such as Heartfelt, we can actually keep them there for the remainder of their life and keep them as independent as possible.
Fantastic. And, you know, I've done this for 18 years, and I always say it is possible to age in place. You know, so once you find that home, whether it be home or senior living, you can truly bring in any service that you can possibly think of to supplement what you may be needing. And the ability to age in place now is more real than ever before. And that's great to see over there at Revel Province as well. Now, you have independent living, you have assisted living in other communities. Explain the difference. You know, how do I know what's appropriate for me? As I'm aging, I might be saying, you know what, maybe it's time to look at what options are out there with senior living. But how do I know independent living is right?
to know independent living is right for you, you still really do need to be able to take care of your daily activities coming into an independent living environment to get the most from the community. Assisted living does provide daily care, hands-on care, which we don't provide. We provide support in other ways. We give you resources and activities and the means to be independent, but to take those heavy lifting pieces off of your plate. So you're not cooking every day. You're not having to clean and pick up everything. You really can focus on what's most important to you and enjoy those activities. We bring in a lot of different resources in our independent living community as people age and progress so they can remain there. But the goal is to get there before you need those assistance.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, independent living, a lot of times, you know, I'm weighing out, you know, staying at residential home versus independent living community. You know, how does it compare?
It's a massive difference. What I think most seniors don't realize is that independent living offers a lot of socialization. It offers a lot of ways to connect with other people who are like-minded. And I think where it gets kind of put in the woods is that they say, well, my house is paid off, or I don't have all these bills, and why am I going to go step into this? But what they're neglecting is that most of their adult children are still working where they have families, so they don't get that interaction that they used to years ago. So moving into a community allows them to focus on that interaction and staying healthy and staying active. We at the community focus on four pillars of health: the social, intellectual, spiritual, and physical levels of health to keep them as healthy and successfully aging as possible. So we really build from the creativity of our residents to build out that program. We allow our residents to run their own activities as well.
Excellent.
And that's great. You know, they like to show their expertise and educate their fellow residents.
I was going to say, is there a sense of kind of like pride and ownership where
going,
you know what, I'm going to build out this activity calendar, you know,
yes.
I'm going to participate and share what I have to share mm-hmm. with my neighbors.
Yeah, we all as humans love to give back, whether it's to the community or to our neighbor, and this is a way to do it. There's definitely pride and ownership in their activities.
Excellent. I want to get our contact information out several times during today's show. How can listeners find out more information about Revel Province, where to find you, how to reach out to you?
Sure. You can visit us online at revelprovince.com. You can reach out to us by phone at 719-377-3900, or you can stop by the community at 2960 Tutt Boulevard.
Fantastic. We'll take a quick break. Hi, Greg Koopman here, host of Senior Talk Sundays right here on KRDO News Radio. Are you a caregiver or a healthcare professional looking for a company that appreciates what you do? Are you tired of working for low pay, no benefits? Heartfelt Care at Home, Colorado's leading senior in-home care agency, is hiring now for compassionate, experienced caregivers to provide one-on-one care for our clients in their homes. We offer top pay, unlimited work, and industry-leading benefits. Apply online today at heartfeltcareathome.com. And welcome back to Senior Talk right here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM. Our friend Heather Holland, Executive Director of Revel Province over on Powers and Tutt area, independent living, one of the best and premier independent livings here in Colorado Springs. Heather, thank you so much for joining us today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
You know what? We're going to continue the conversation about all the great things going on over at Revel Province. Let's get your contact information out for listeners who may want to reach out and learn a little bit more.
Absolutely. You can visit us at revelprovince.com. Also give us a call at 719-377-3900, or just stop by the community at 2960 Tutt Boulevard.
Fantastic. You know, we spoke to it briefly in the first segment of the show here today. We talked about dining, obviously, which is important, and activities, and kind of the sense of ownership and participation for residents to get involved and make the community what they want the community to be. But take a few moments and highlight for our listeners just a little bit more about the features and amenities and what life is like at Revel Province.
Yeah, at Revel Province, our philosophy is it's your life and you deserve to revel in it. We're going to provide a lot of amenities to help you do that. So at our community, you choose when to rest and you choose when to play. You choose your retirement and it's yours to own. We offer a flexible dining program to work with that. We have two restaurants in our community, all made from scratch seasonal menus and cooked to order. They're open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. We offer an incredible fitness program with our fitness classes, the fitness center, the pool, and our interactive technology that we use. We can offer fitness for any level of a fitness guru out there. We offer a flexible transportation program across the town, and our lifestyles department provides so many activities on a daily basis. We're always growing and expanding that program to create it to match our residents and what they want.
You know, and I want to highlight that it really is, it's personalized. It's a personalized experience that is what you make of it. But oftentimes we'll focus on the cost side of things and the cost side of care, the cost side of senior living. And when you look at it, you know, in comparison to owning your own house, right? I've had this house that I've had for 40 or 50 years. It may be paid off, but you've got property taxes, you've got utilities, you've got maintenance, you've got the inevitable list of things that will continue to go wrong, you know, the joys of home ownership. But then you throw in groceries and dining out and your entertainment and activities and socialization and transportation. And the list goes on and on as far as how costs add up in our aging years.
Exactly.
And oftentimes in an independent living scenario, it can be very comparable and affordable in perspective as far as this may make sense for an all-inclusive type solution to what you're looking for.
Absolutely. And the one thing that most people don't focus on is it's a lifestyle. You know, you're getting all these amenities, a great apartment, but it's a lifestyle. It changes your life for the better, and that's where there's no money that can pay for that. It's a luxury.
Yeah, a luxury and experience, you know, and I love that. And I love the focus on experience because that's what it's all about. And that's the real big differentiator between any business, as far as I'm concerned, is how you set yourself apart from anyone else doing similar services or offerings than you have is how you deliver the services and the offerings that you have and that experience that goes with it. We talked briefly about it in the first segment, but, you know, who's appropriate for independent living? And I want to highlight, you know, is this 55 and older? 65 and older?
We are 55 plus community, so you do have to be 55 years old to live there. But the big focus is on doing it while you're still able to, not moving when you need care. Do it beforehand so you can actually get the full enjoyment of independent living.
You know, you set me up for this because oftentimes I go into this this rant as well. But, you know, oftentimes we want to delay, right, the care and the options that we have. And we might dabble in exploring a little bit more on home care or senior living or whatever program that we're looking into that might benefit us. But we delay it for whatever reason. And oftentimes when we delay and continue to delay, there's going to be some sort of event that's going to likely result in a reduction in your choices that are available where you didn't take advantage of, you know, the independence of independent living and you fell and you broke your hip and now you're in the hospital and then you go to rehab and now you're discharging home and realize, you know what, maybe independent living isn't an option anymore and I need to look at assisted living or significant care at home or whatever the case may be. So to highlight what you said, the importance of exploring options now and enjoying it while you can makes the world a difference.
Absolutely. And if anybody is confused on is independent living right for them, stop in. You know, we're happy to help even if it isn't the right option for you. It could be a temporary health issue where, yes, you can move into independent living. You know, we can send you over to Heartfelt to get some care in temporarily. And then once you're healed, you'll be off and running with us with all the activities and great outdoor things we have going on for the summer.
So the right time to start exploring is?
Today.
Today. Fantastic. How can our listeners get in touch with you?
They can reach us at 719-377-3900. Also visit us online at rebelprovince.com or just stop by the community at 2960 Tutt Boulevard.
All right. You are the expert as far as I'm concerned when it comes to independent living. And what I want to do is I want to highlight some of the myths that I see out there and give you the opportunity to tell us why that's a myth and why we need to think the other direction on that. But a big myth that I see out there is Man, you know, independent living is not for me. It's going to reduce my independence. It's going to be boring and just depressing.
If that's what independent living is, you're doing it wrong. It's actually not boring or depressing. It's invigorating. It's full of wonderful residents that come from so many backgrounds. Our community offers enough activities to keep you busy all day long, and you won't be bored. Trust me in that. You know, the great thing about independent living, you choose what suits you best in your retirement. If you want to be packed full of activities all day long, great. If you want to go on outings, we'll take you on outings. If you just want to go shopping for a day, you can do that. You're still independent. The goal in independent living is not to reduce your independence or for you to lose your independence. It's to let you keep your independence. So we focus with activities, exercise, mindful health, diet, all of that to for you to choose to be healthy. We also bring in third-party companies for fitness classes, educational talks, our other residents, you know, they do their activities to help you learn.
You know, and you get what you want out of it.
You
know,
do.
And that's an important thing with many aspects of life, you know, as far as community and being involved in your community. And you can get what you can give back into the community. And, you know, if you're one to explore the different options and see what's out there, it sounds like independent living does, in fact, preserve your independence in mm-hmm. a personalized way. You know, a big myth I see out there is, I'm not going to go to senior living. I'm not going to go to independent living because I'm going to be surrounded by old people. And I'm not old. You know, I might be 70, I might be 80. I'm not old. And I don't want to be surrounded by old people. It's going to make me old.
Yes, that's one of the biggest misconceptions I hear. The truth is age is just a number. You know, we're always as young as we feel. And the age and that number does not interfere with having things in common with another person at all. I see friendships blossom between all residents. Doesn't matter if they're 60 or 90. You know, they find something in common and they enjoy their time together.
Fantastic. Heather Holland, Executive Director of Revel Province. Let's get your contact information out one more time.
Yeah, you can visit us online at revelprovince.com. Contact our community at 719-377-3900 or just stop in 2960 Tutt Boulevard.
Fantastic. We'll take one last break. Hi, Greg Koopman here, host of Senior Talk Sundays right here on KRDO News Radio. Are you a caregiver or a healthcare professional looking for a company that appreciates what you do? Are you tired of working for low pay, no benefits? Heartfelt Care at Home, Colorado's leading senior in-home care agency, is hiring now for compassionate, experienced caregivers to provide one-on-one care for our clients in their homes. We offer top pay, unlimited work, and industry-leading benefits. Apply online today at heartfeltcareathome.com. And you're listening to Senior Talk right here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM. Our friend Heather Holland from Revel Province Independent Living here in Colorado Springs. We're having a blast kind of covering the different features of your community. And boy, there are a lot of senior living communities, and it seems to continue to grow. I mean, what are your thoughts on that? The growth of the Colorado Springs community, the aging of the Colorado Springs community. Are we equipped to handle the aging of our population?
Oh, yeah, I believe so. I do. There's a lot of options out there, and, you know, it's not a one-size-fits-all. By any means.
Definitely. And as you mentioned in the last segment, you know, explore now. Explore your options now. See what you like about certain communities now or services now. See what you don't like. And really take the time to educate yourself and find what works best for you. And that'll help you preserve your independence. Mm-hmm. You know, what sets Revel Province apart from the rest?
Revel Province, again, the biggest thing that sets us apart is we really focus on that personalized experience and that learning. You're never too old to learn something new. You're never too old to venture outside of your comfort zone, and that's where we excel, is getting you outside of your comfort zone to learn new things. That's what keeps you growing and moving forward and experiencing all the fun things life has to offer.
Absolutely. Now, I'm a listener. I might have a loved one or a spouse or myself, or it's just me, and I'm you know, starting to explore, you know, senior living options that are out there. And I think there's upwards of 100, I think, the last that I checked here in the greater Colorado Springs community. You know, what should listeners look for when they're starting to explore senior living or specifically independent living options?
My big thing, being 9 years in senior living, I visited a lot of different communities, and the big thing is make sure the community feels good. Every community has a different feel when you walk in the door, and that's important. Focus on that. View your surroundings. Pay attention to residents. Pay attention to the team members. Do they look happy? Because they should be. It's a fun place to be. Try the food. Always try the food. And one of my biggest recommendations is just pop in, because it removes the ability for the community to prepare for you.
Absolutely. And I'll second that. You know, being an individual who grew up in senior care, so, you know, I've done home care for 18 years, but 38 years I've been around seniors in senior care. The senior living that we have today is not the senior living that we had in the 90s or in the late 80s or even in the 2000s. It's a very different scenario. And the newer communities like Revel Province, they have the ability to tailor and customize the community to the needs of seniors today, not the needs of seniors 30 years ago.
Exactly. And the seniors today are looking for these opportunities at a younger age. And that's where we're headed.
You know, we're running a little bit low on time, but I wanted to give you the opportunity. You know, are there any questions or any points of importance that we need to be asking before we make a decision on where we live, or before signing on the dotted line going, I'm going to this community and here's my contract and here I go?
Yeah, absolutely. One big recommendation I have is sit with other residents. Have lunch with them, have dinner with them, go back numerous times if you feel that you need more information. Never stop asking questions. The more people you bring along with you, the more brains, the more questions, and that helps guide your decision. I think one of the big important pieces is to know what it looks like for the future of you there. You know, are there support services in the future if you need it? How can they help you age successfully?
Fantastic. Any other parting words of wisdom or tips or the biggest takeaway, I guess you could say, you want listeners to have from today's show?
Get out there, explore, and have fun with it. If you're not having fun with it from the get-go, you know, you're at the wrong community. You need to see the fun in it. That's really what shows you what your future life is going to be.
And I'll add to that. Go with what feels good to you.
Exactly.
A lot of times we make decisions for other people, right? Mm-hmm. For our family members. Maybe our children are encouraging us to explore senior living, and they might want us to choose one, and it might not feel right, like
exactly.
You said. So use your own experience and your own sense of enjoyment to help make mm-hmm. that decision. I would add to that.
And do it while you still have the option yourself to pick.
Yes, please. All right. Heather, thank you so much for joining us on today's show. Just like that, we get 28 minutes and it just zooms right by. So we'll be sure to have you back in the future. But thank you again for joining us on today's show. Share with our listeners one last time how they can reach out to you and the team over at Revel Province.
Yes, you can visit our website at revelprovince.com. Call us on the phone at 719-377-3900 or just stop in the community at 2960 Tutt Boulevard.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Heather.
Thank you.
Before we go, I want to remind listeners you can find out more information about Heartfelt Care at Home online at heartfeltcareathome.com or by giving us a call at 719-362-0094. Again, that's 719-362-0094. Be sure to join us next Sunday and every Sunday at 8 a.m. and again at 1:30 p.m. right here and only on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM for another edition of Senior Talk presented by Heartfelt Care at Home.